Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
Legal Tuesday brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Joe Stanley is here, and we're looking for your phone calls right now for the next 10, 15 minutes, as long as Joe's in the studio. He'd love to help you out and point you in the right direction as far as legal questions. I will say this, Zamboni Man hit us up on the text line. He's a morning messer. And he said, this heads up on the sparklers. They're legal in New York State in certain counties, and Onondaga County is not one of them.
Right. All right. I know I can buy them in Cortland County because there's the great bit. They're everywhere.
Yeah. So you can get them.
I think Madison County, you can get them. I'm not sure about Oswego, but I definitely know Onondaga is a no.
And Joe Stanley off the air made a very good point that you wouldn't think the sparklers could be dangerous, but there's some severe burns that have happened because of them.
Oh, yeah. They are,
Well, they're on fire.
Yeah. And and what they are burning
any fire
with,
can
I
burn
forget
you.
The chemical is, it's an extremely hot fire to generate those sparkles.
Sure.
Is it sodium or whatever? Whatever it is.
Now, what they have done, though, with the sparklers, like the stick ones that you hold and twirl around, now they're wooden sticks. When we were kids, they were metal, and those things got hot.
Kids nowadays are just soft.
You get no scars.
Burn your hand and just keep on playing. No, I'm just kidding. Just be careful. All right, so let's go here. Joe Stanley's here. It's Legal Tuesday. Any legal question? Now, listen, if you don't want to give us your name, that's fine. We don't have to have your name. You can just simply ask the question and move on. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, real quick, before we get to the first question that just came in on the text line, how can they contact you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com or it's 1-800-608-3333.
All right. What's the first question off the text line at 315-629-9570? Shannon?
I have a 20-year-old son living at home that will not get a job. Is it legal to kick him out? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you hear that ever,
right,
Joe?
Though, right?
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean,
at 20,
you can tell them to leave. You know, though that and still in New York, even though they're adults at 18, as a parent, you still have a legal obligation to pay for their support, their medical bills and other things until they're 21. That's most people don't know that. It has never changed. So there's legal obligations till 21, but they're an adult. You can ask them to leave. You can have them pay rent. But if they go out and go on social services and whatever, there's theoretically a legal obligation you may have also because until they turn 21. How's that? I bet most people did not.
I texted
know.
Back. I didn't know. Wait till he's 21.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, but that would be a thought. That would be a thought. But it's one of those never ending situations. But hopefully, you encourage him. That's one of those things.
Maybe you could do a sitcom on this whole thing. Just bring, maybe you can get your own sitcom and make a funny show about it. I don't know. Just want to let you guys know is magnesium that Joe was talking about. There's no putting it out.
Yeah.
The magnesium on the sparklers.
Yes, it's very hot. Yes. Thank you.
He says he works in a foundry. Yeah. So thank you for that. We appreciate that. Text line is 315-629-9570. You can also give us a call 315-421-9595. Going to our Facebook page. Joe had some work done at an auto repair shop. They said they fixed certain things. The car didn't seem right. I took it to another auto repair shop to find out what the first auto repair shop said they fixed. They did not fix. What's my legal ramifications to get my money back when they didn't do the job?
Well, I'm assuming that this is you're paying this out of your own pocket. This isn't one of those collision paid by your insurance company where they...
Yeah, it was auto repair, so probably out of their pocket, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you document what the problem is, and if it's less than $5,000, you sue in small claims court. But what you first start out with is a letter to the prior repair shop saying, hey, you charged me for this, you didn't fix it, and as long as it do any more harm, ask for all your money back. And if they don't give the money back or they don't respond, then you take them to small claims court because you already have the letter written, and then you can bring in the documentation from the second place. Make sure they write it up specifically. In other words, that they had to do this, and this, and that's the same repair that was in the first one. And you should win. I don't know what their defense is going to be. you know, sometimes they come up with creative things, but small claims court is very good for that. And as the more documentation you have now, if you could have the mechanic come in live from the second place, that's always more helpful. It's hard to get them to do that.
And unfortunately, that's one of those professions where, you know, you're trying to trust the fact that they are doing what they're supposed to do, but like anything else, there's, you know, bad people out there who are, you know, saying they fix things and they probably don't. So you got to be careful.
Sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
I mean,
I have to be careful, and you have to make sure. And that's one thing to check. If you think something's wrong, I would almost say go back and say, listen, at least verify it. Say, listen, this is not fixed right. Give them a chance, particularly if it's a place you have a relationship to. And then if they say, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, you gave them a chance, then you go somewhere else. Because, you know, I've had some cases recently where people thought there was something wrong. And it's a good thing they did, because tires weren't put on right and whatever.
Sure.
I'd had a recent case where a tire fell off because it wasn't put on right. And they were driving, fortunately, only on a city street. But if you think there's something wrong with your car after repair, don't wait, because
you're right.
Consequences can be dire. And, you know, if you're driving and hit something, you know, if you're driving your RV and you hit the bridge in Onondaga Lake Park, you should stop.
You gotta stop.
Yes,
how
could
you
not know? You should stop. Oh, God.
When I saw that story, I was just like, what?
You should stop.
But the air conditioning unit is ripped off along with the...
Hey, honey, go turn the air on.
Kind of hot
skylight.
In here.
But that's just a lesson. If you're involved in something, don't leave the scene. You end up complicating matters. You leave the scene of an accident, the charges just compound. You don't want to do that. And there could be serious consequences, because, you know, somebody could be hurt.
No, it's true.
And somebody's car got damaged behind them, apparently. And there's all sorts of consequences.
I don't mean to laugh, but I can't believe we actually have to have this conversation with people, but apparently we do. Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe, and how can he reach you at the office, Joe?
Sure. It's 1-800-608-3333. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, and it's Stanley Law Offices. That's our website.
Awesome. So here's the deal. You can give us a call right now, 315-421-9595. Text line is 315-629-9597. Joe, I know we got another one that just came in.
Joe, this is your chance to not only educate someone, but a potential future lawyer.
Okay.
This person's applying to law school and has a question about the application. They say they got a public urination citation over the winter. Uh-huh. It was reduced to a noise violation, though. They paid the fine, didn't have to do any community service, but on the application for law school, it says, were you ever convicted of any felony, misdemeanor, or other criminal offense or violation? Or are criminal charges now pending against you? If the answer is yes, please detail the exact nature, blah, blah, blah. They want to know if they should disclose what's on the record, which is the noise violation, or if they have to specify on the application that it was public urination to start with.
Well, my advice is this. You can have a technical reading, because I don't know the exact words of what it says, but if it says you only have to disclose your convictions of a felony, misdemeanor, what he was convicted of is just a violation. And so that's just like almost like a traffic ticket. But most of those applications require you to disclose the circumstances surrounding any of these arrests, okay, any arrest or convictions. And the one thing you do know, I know people have gotten in serious trouble on applications to either for the bar to be admitted in a particular state, or even to get into school, and it's not just law school, where they were asked and didn't answer the question complete and as detailed as possible. And if you are unsure, I would give the complete information. If you want to email me the actual words, because it's important, and he will learn this lesson as a lawyer. He will learn the lesson as a lawyer.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, one word this way or one word that way, or, you know, and it is an application for law school, and maybe this is a test just in and of itself. You don't want them finding out.
Yeah.
Halfway through your program and get kicked out because you lied on an application,
yeah,
and you'll have spent the money, you'll never get in admitted as a lawyer because you got kicked out of law school because you lied on your application. That would be a bad
thing. That's a bad way to start that profession.
Yeah, it's probably not good.
Lie, yeah.
It's the Morning Mess. We are Marty and Shannon. Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, once again, if anyone's listening, because we understand that people are busy in the morning and some people don't want to, you know, throw their business on the radio, which is fine with us. So they can always contact you at the office.
Sure. 1-800-608-3333 is the phone number. StanleyLawOffices.com. And my email is Joe at StanleyLawOffices.com.
95X Morning Mass. Did you have a question for Joe Stanley?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's your question? You're on the radio.
My question is, my mother owns a house and has a trampoline in the backyard. When friends come over with their children, what am I opening myself up to with, as far as liability if the kid gets hurt on the trampoline?
My wife's biggest fear, by the way, so I can't wait to hear this answer.
There's a second part to it, which is, you know, what if one of the parents is present and one of the parents is not present?
Well, first of all, you're allowing children to be take part in what is a dangerous activity. So somebody has to be there supervising. That's one of those problems when you have a something like that. Somebody has to be there watching and supervising them. Now, they assume the risk if you're there as a... It's a different if the parents are there watching their kids and they authorize it. It's a different thing if the kids just come over and the parents aren't there and you are supervising the kids. I don't like that scenario.
Because, I don't either.
Because you are responsible for other people's kids. And legally, they, you know, if the parents gave you permission, it's okay. If I own one of those, and I wouldn't, I would get a signed permission from the parents saying that's okay for them to use the trampoline and you're in charge of whatever they do and they understand the risk. And I'm not saying this as a lawyer, but this is just something so that the parents understand that the kids are going to be doing that.
And most of the
legal liability only arises out of if the equipment's no good or if somebody's not paying attention when they're supposed to.
But if the parent is there watching their child, they're the ones assuming the risk, even though it's on my property.
Right. And if they're there and the kid's doing it and they're not watching them, the only legal liability is if you know there's something wrong with the equipment, it's broken or it's in a, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's okay. It's like a pool, too. It's the same deal, except it's even more dangerous than a pool because there's a lot of injuries happening. Bad injuries.
Right.
Bad injuries can happen with those.
Okay, so, like, I'm not, if the parent's there, I'm not really opening myself up to any more liability than I am if the parent is there watching their child swim.
Right, yeah, you have the same liability. You have the same issue.
Okay.
Make sure, you know, that's one reason to make sure you have homeowners, and if it's asked, it's one of those truthful questions. If you ask if you have a trampoline, because it is one of those questions they ask about pools, trampolines, and dogs.
Just say no.
And there's no.
No, don't lie.
And there's a reason.
I'm not the lawyer.
It's not covered by homeowner's insurance. I know that.
It is, absolutely. In fact, if your homeowner's policy excludes it, that's not right, but they need to know about it. They may not issue you the policy, but that it is covered. But don't lie. If you lie, there's a reason they ask about dogs, pools, and trampolines. There's a reason they ask on most of those policies is because they present a hazard.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right. We're simply out of time. That was a great question, though. Next week, we'll get into a little bit deeper because we got a message. And the person makes a very valid point. More and more in the news, now that the weather is getting warmer, contractors who are getting busted for, I know there's a tree service contractor here
in the area. I have a contractor question that came in on email.
So we don't have time today, but we'll save it. We'll do it again next Tuesday. But a lot of people this time of the year, because, you know, some contractors will want like a certain percentage down. And are you covered like under the to get a certain percentage down before they start the work? And then, you know what I mean? So we'll get into that next week. But great questions this morning. One thing I'm going to say is don't listen to me. Do whatever I would do, don't do.
Right. Marty
Joe's
likes
the
to
legal
get his
guy.
Permit
so
after the fact.
I was joking when I said lie about that. Just listen to Joe Stanley. He's the man.
Yeah, it's always better to be truthful on those applications because the insurance companies, if they can look for an excuse, they will.
How would you like to represent me? How would you like if I was your
Dear
son,
Lord.
Joe? Would I drive you nuts?
Maybe, possibly.
Plead the fifth, plead the fifth.
He'd be locked in a closet. You know, he'd be subject to punishment continuously. Yeah.
So we're going to get 2 days of Joe Stanley.
You're out of the will.
You're going to be back. Was I in anyone's will anyway?
You're not anymore.
True.
Speaking of which, you do wills?
Yeah.
I do.
I got to see you.
I thought you did that last year.
We were going to do it. My wife is all over it.
You told me it was. This was a year ago. I gave him all the information. I emailed it to him.
But you know what? He waited because he knew he was going to knock up his wife. So they got to get the other kid in the will.
Most of the wills take that into consideration. No.
It's Marty. He's probably going to wait till after he's dead to go for the will.
I don't have anything anyway. What are you going to get from me? A couple go-karts.
My debt.
Joe, we get to see you again on Friday.
That's right. We'll be here.
The
second annual Morning Mess Cook-Off, and we added something different this year. So we have the thing that we have to barbecue, so it has to be done on the grill.
And a side.
And then a side dish to go along with it, so you get to eat more of this Friday.
All right. Well, the side dishes are sometimes better anyways.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
An extra bourbon, too, out there also. Yeah. Sure.
Remember last year, the bourbon.
Oh, my goodness.
Joe Stanley, thank you very much. One more time, if you don't go alone, contact Joe. How can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com, 1-800-608-3333, or Joe at StanleyLawOffices.com.
It's the Morning Mess with Marty and Shannon on 95X.